Hello there, Kim Knight from the Knight Method of Transformation. And today in this video, I want to talk about fatigue. Now, fatigue is one of my favorite topics, not because I enjoy being tired, but because I have a very in-depth understanding of what creates fatigue, having gone through 10 years of chronic fatigue myself, or actually more than that, but 10 years being unable to work. So, I have a very profound understanding of what creates fatigue. I really had to research this topic in depth and go through a personal exploration of how to get well from chronic fatigue. So, in America, it's estimated that 1 million Americans have fatigue or chronic fatigue, ME, this type of fatigue condition, but that only 20% are actually diagnosed. And the cost to families and healthcare systems, etc., is estimated to be somewhere between $18 and $51 billion annually in the United States. It is a huge issue. It is an epidemic. It occurs more in women than in men, but there are more and more men getting fatigue, and it tends to occur between the ages of 20 and 40. And I'm going to explain why that is in my little presentation today. So, we're going to look at some of the multiple causative factors of fatigue, and I'm not going to have time in this video because it's designed to be a short video to go through all the many causes, but I'm going to go through some of the most important causes of fatigue. And it's important, first of all, to know that there are physical causative factors, and there are also more emotional or mind causative factors. So let's start with physical. Now, one of the most common causative factors of fatigue, such as feeling exhausted all the time, finding it hard to get out of bed in the morning, and even leading to burnout, is because our adrenals are fatigued, and this is called adrenal fatigue. Now, adrenal fatigue is caused when we literally deplete our adrenal glands of adrenaline and other hormones. And if we look at, well, why is this happening? It's usually happening because we're just leading a really, really stressed, over-busy life. Now, this may just be physically busy. In other words, we're working too many hours, we're working 80 hours a week, we're working three jobs. We're just overdoing it and we're overpushing our body, and it's just constantly in a state of stress, which is ongoingly draining the adrenals. Now, there are several different stages of adrenal fatigue, but the final stage is utter exhaustion and collapse. So, this is very physical, but usually the reasons for the overdoing it, the pushing ourselves too hard, the overachieving, the workaholism, the working too hard, they are more at a mind emotional level. They are our patterns, our habits, our behaviors, which are set up early in life, which are usually due to whatever has happened to us during the first years of our life. Again, I'm not going to go into that in this video, but it is a physical condition, but it is driven by our patterns and our lifestyle and our behaviors. So then if we look at chronic fatigue, ME stands for myalgic encephalomyelitis. If we look at this type of fatigue, then in my experience, there's more of an emotional component here. And actually, what is happening is we're actually suppressing our emotions. We're pushing our emotions down, but it's all happening completely unconsciously. We have no idea we're doing it. And this was one of the main reasons for the fatigue that I experienced. And so rather than it being a lack of energy, it's actually a blocking of energy, and specifically a blocking of emotional energy. So we have to work out, well, what is it what are the emotions that I'm blocking? And usually we will find it is due to traumas that have happened early in our life, usually in the first 10 years, then they're not dealt with, and then we continue on also with unserving behaviors of driving ourselves too hard, working too hard. So, some of the other factors that I've already mentioned, but the underlying causative factor is actually an emotional suppression. And if you're familiar with quantum physics has shown now that Everything is energy. That means our physical body, our mind, our emotions, they're all a form of energy. And if we're suppressing emotional energy, that affects our whole totality of energy, and we will feel tired. Now, another important factor to take into account is the virus. So, for example, post-viral fatigue, glandular fever, this sort of thing. Now, normally what happens is people get a virus and they've actually already been worn down and wearing down before this, but they were keeping going. So this is sort of like the adrenal fatigue at that point. And then they get a virus and then they just can't get it together afterwards. And they just constantly feel tired. They just can't get their life back. And because it happens after the virus that symptoms get worse, people tend to blame the virus for the fatigue. But actually, if we look deeper, we find that all the stresses and all the trauma that led up, usually years before the virus set in, are actually the real root causative factors of illness. And that's what I'm interested in getting to. Now, also, fatigue can be a healing response, and this could be a short-term healing response or a long-term healing response. And what a healing response is the natural part of the body, or a natural way of the body to heal itself. So I'll give you an example. If you go for a massage and you feel really, really tired afterwards, that's because the body has been flipped out of the stress response into the regeneration response or the parasympathetic response. And the body is going, oh, phew, at last, I can just relax, I can regenerate, I can recuperate, I can rest. So lots of R words there. And when we're in this healing response, we feel tired, and that is normal. At that time, we need to rest. If we just want to fall asleep, that is the best thing we can do. A healing response can be very short term. It can be after a massage or after a therapy appointment. Or if we've had a long term chronic illness or long term chronic stress, and then we start resolving these issues, then the body is going to go into the regeneration response, and we could be tired for some time. So this can also contribute to feeling tired. So there are many, many different reasons why we feel tired, and it's up to us to discover what they are. It's one of the major factors that I address in the Knight Method. It's one of my favorite topics, helping people to understand why they're tired. So I hope this has been interesting, and I look forward to seeing you in another video.